Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
Welcome back.
Hey, it's Thursday.
Oh, Lord.
We are back at it.
Back at it. Again. Y'all got a second one, so we must be...
Another one.
We back with a mini episode.
Little itty bitty. Itty bitty committee for the episode.
Just enough for your drive to work or your drive home. That's all. That's all you get.
That's it. That's all.
Right away. Immediately. Into the icebreaker. We're wasting no time, people. Okay. The icebreaker is you are robbing someone's house, but you can only take things that inconvenience them. What are you taking?
So I don't know how this might take me a long time, so I have to be mindful of which ones, but I would be taking the knobs off of everything. Taking the knobs off the drawers, the handle to the refrigerator, the bathroom door. So it depends on how much time, you know, if I'm in a bind and I have to hurry up and choose which ones I want to take.
Yeah, because that's like a lot of dismantling.
Yeah, it is. Like, they going on a trip or something? Like, you robbing somebody that's out of town, out the country.
Not they out the country.
Yeah, they gotta be if you taking off doorknobs.
That's why I said, depending on the time, it depends on, you know, which ones I'll take. I'll probably take the knobs to the bathroom door.
You could also just saw them off, I guess. Just take a saw, an axe, chop them all off. They ain't fixing that.
You have to get a whole new door.
Whole new door. So they didn't chop the extra door up. Dang, so it's just one thing?
I mean, you could take multiple if you want to, but...
No, I'm saying, but like one type of thing.
Yeah, one type of thing, yeah.
Dang.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm taking.
Yeah, you go.
The idea. I'm taking shoelaces.
That's what I was thinking.
I have no ideas, though. I could take forks. Imagine you eat all your food with a spoon.
That's every day in my house. I have one fork.
Aisha, I need you to grow up.
I don't know where they went. I think my dishwasher has been eating them or something.
They disappear.
They do disappear.
Like, I looked up and I just had one.
They do. They disappear.
I don't know how. Sometimes I'd be wondering, like, damn, did I eat them? Like, I don't like, where did they go?
So where did they go?
Yeah, that is, but I also primarily eat with spoons, so it really don't bother me. Like, I eat spaghetti with spoons. So, I see a look of judgment. So, I'm going to just keep talking.
Like spaghetti noodles you eat with a spoon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What Jenny said.
I'm going to have to see you eat spaghetti with a spoon.
I do. I always say I just...
You're struggling with a fork.
I just scoop them up.
Okay.
I tried to teach Tristan how to do it. And he told me no.
Tristan knew better.
He said, nah. You can give me a fork, Mom, is what he said. I think I might take, like, all their towels. So no washcloths, no drying towels, no towels for your kitchen, or nothing to take out, nothing hot, nothing to wipe nothing up. Anything that got the word towel in it, I'm taking it. Paper towels. If it's a towel, it's gone.
He said, if it got the word towel in it, I'm taking it.
Taking it.
I almost said toilet paper.
Man, because they're going to be finding and using everything, clogging them, yeah. Clogging the pipes.
Everything. And if you take their paper towels, they hit.
Hey. they might go to the hotel. I'm just gonna go to the hotel for the night. I ain't got no doughnuts, ain't got no forks, no places, no towels. I'm just gonna go ahead and go.
Well, that was a good little icebreaker, good little fun little icebreaker. Let us know in the comments when we post. So, hold on, time out. We have a special guest. You may hear her.
Absolutely.
She looks like she's about to have something to say.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there it goes.
Hey, girl.
My baby, guys. Zayn, what you stealing? Don't be stealing. Okay. She put her pants on.
Zay's taking all the phones.
She is taking the phone. She is taking, because she likes the FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, let us know in the comments at shenanigans_pod and on Twitter what y'all would steal. I think I actually got this from Twitter. So shout out to Black Twitter.
Okay.
That's a cool question. And we're going to hop into our hot topic. Remember, it's a mini, so we don't have any segments. No seggies.
Just hottie toddy and hot
tops. Hot tops. Oh my god, it's time for the hot tub.
You could definitely do that and sing it. Just drop it in. Just drop it in.
We need a little intro. So, even though we don't have segments, I still wanted to talk about, of course, the new year, because it's still the new year, even though it's in the January, but I still think it's the new year. Yeah. And I wanted to just see what y'all had planned for, 2023. If y'all have already set your goals, your resolutions, or whatever you do, your manifestations for the year. But if you haven't, that's okay. This is why we're going to talk about it right now. So the first question I have for y'all was, how do you plan to improve your health and well-being in 2023?
I feel like I kind of have a few things that I've been kind of working on and something that I want to continue in. I mean, I know the things I want to work on is not going to be something that, once I arrive that it'll just be it. I know that I'll learn and grow from those. But I think one of the biggest things when it comes to like my well-being is just really continue to be mindful of, how I allow my emotions or how I react to certain things. I think, one thing that I have been able to do last year is really when I find myself starting to feel like a flood of emotions, instead of just kind of responding, I'm asking myself like, okay, are these the emotions or feelings that I'm feeling at this time? Or are these feelings and emotions that are being triggered from past situations? And so, I've really been practicing that and allow myself to kind of, breathe before responding or reacting to something. And I think for me, that'll be a really big thing because it'll help me reduce my anxiety. I have dealt with anxiety for a long time. And so just, I want to get in a space where, I'm able to really control that part. So that's one thing. And then the next thing is, staying in the gym, continue working at my goals. Last year, I feel like I made a lot of success. I've learned a lot. And it probably was like one of the years I was most consistent in. So just being able to continue to focus on that.
Yo, if y'all want a 2-hour workout regimen, ask Jenny.
Y'all, listen, this is a minute. We don't have time for that, okay? What are y'all focusing on this year, okay?
I was definitely going to say, if you're trying to wake up at 4 or 5 a.m.
There are some people out there that would love to. Come on, you all can come work out with me.
Or darn near 3:30, Tyra. She going to get there.
First of all, the gym to open until 5.
Oh. I thought she was going to a 24-hour joint.
Whatever.
Ooh-wee. No, those are good ones, Jenny. Those are good ones.
I get on my nerves.
We love you, though.
We do love you, Papa.
I love y'all, too.
Papa love the girls. One for me is taking PTO for vacation.
That part.
Because sis wasn't on vacation last year. Sis was taking PTO to have time to be at home and not do nothing. Or to go get procedures I ain't get no BBL. Don't let your mind jump. Don't let your mind jump. That ain't what I mean. But for health reasons. So it was just like I took a lot of PCO, or if I would take some, it was like a Friday here, Friday there. And I looked up, it was the end of the year, and they got these automated emails that are like, you have not logged all of your PTO for the year and you have 2 months to do it. And I had 3 weeks of PTO to take between November when I got that email at the end of October to December. So I end up losing a week of PTO because I just didn't have a way to fit in a third week. So I will not be caught slipping like that this year. I don't really, excuse my words, Zay, I don't give a shit what's going on. I don't care. Anything could blow up. It's going to have to blow up and be put back together by the time I go and come back, because I ain't going to be able to worry about it. Ask somebody else to do it. So, taking PTO, but taking it, like I said, for vacation. I want to go places. Like, I think it's not nothing new that we learn, see every year about how short life is. And what I ain't about to do is just be caught in Indiana not seeing the world because I work all the damn time. So I'm a mom, or we run a business, or so I don't want that for myself. So improving my well-being, homegirl gonna be on flights, homegirl gonna be on the beach, homegirl gonna be at the all-inclusive. So y'all will see that on my Instagram. So like Jenny said, you know, trying to get back in the gym. I done been off now for really kind of going on 3 months, darn near. I haven't worked out since the beginning of November. So that's really like eating at me. I know I've been trying to ease back in since surgery and just feeling like being able to feel confident that my body can start to do certain things again. And so we'll see, but I'm gonna get there, but I'm gonna try some new stuff. Let me know if y'all trying to come. I'm trying to try like Pilates. I want to try like the little cycle bar and like some Orange Theory classes. So y'all let me know if y'all want to try with me, but I'm gonna try to incorporate just some new things into my workout regimen this year too.
Oh, you trying to die. Listen, Pilates is hard. And all the little white ladies be like, yeah, I just went to Pilates. And it sounds so cute. That class, that is hard.
It looks hard.
It is hard. I tried it. I would try it with you again, but I'm just saying. The little Real Housewives of Indianapolis be like, yeah, I just went to Pilates. Girl, that is class. That is hard. This ain't no little dance class, no little yoga. Orange Theory is hard.
I heard, but here's where, see, because Kenyari is who sold me on trying it. You know, that's her jam too. But she must have told me, you are darn near guaranteed to lose 20 pounds in like 8 weeks. And I was sold at that. So, baby girl got to at least try.
Oh, yeah, I think that.
Maybe I can lose 5 in one with one class.
I have been like, I started calorie counting, and more so to like, of course, yes, to lose weight, but also just be more mindful of what I'm eating, what I'm putting in my body. I'm trying to be a lot more mindful, you know, because Zaya eats table food, so I try to give her like, you know, lots of fruits and veggies and have her trying new things, and I really enjoy that, like feeding her. So I try to eat pretty similar to what she eats. I mean, she do get down and eat pot roast and, you know, catfish, because, you know, sis liked her meat, but
not since they eat pot roast.
Yeah, she, well, you know, I don't think I gave her the pot roast because I thought it was gonna be too meaty, but we did have fish and we have had chicken, we've had smoked sausage, so definitely want to be more mindful, because my accessibility to get to the gym is not, you know, as wide as far as like child care is concerned, so I want to definitely lose weight because I want to fit my clothes. But I also just, like I said, want to be more, you know, in tune with what I'm putting into my body. Want to be a little bit more holistic. I'm trying to eat like Aisha.
Girl. I had junk food yesterday and today, but at least it was Impossible style. I had Impossible sliders at White Castle and an Impossible Whopper from Burger King. So it was the week, you know, it was one of them days, but that's good.
Gotta treat yourself.
But that's a good exercise just to put you in the mind frame.
Yeah, just being mindful of like what is in the food that I'm eating. What relationships do you want to strengthen this year?
Well, I guess the relationship with myself. I mean, I'm not just playing, but yeah, with myself. But with my friends too. I think I really try to be there, but I think just as we all continue to grow and get older and get busy and just stuff like that, just finding ways of what's another layer of intentionality that I can add to individual relationships. And so that's been on my mind for like the last 2 weeks, and just trying to figure out a way to incorporate that, especially with some relationships that might just need a little bit more nurturing.
I mean, the first thing that I thought about, Aisha, I also thought about the relationship with myself. And I feel like when people, when they hear that, it may think, oh, a relationship with yourself. And it's just like, you know, one of those things. But like, no, seriously, I think just being, you know, more intentional about the things that I say I'm gonna do, sticking to those things, really trusting myself more when it comes to certain things. I mean, this is something that I've grown to change, but really making sure, it's not that I talk bad to myself, but making sure that I talk more nice to myself, and not doubting things or doubting the decisions that I'm either considering making or I have made. And so kind of just thinking about all those things when it comes to my relationship. And another relationship is my relationship with food. Now, I don't have a bad relationship with food. Like, it's not one of those things that I can't, you know, eat more healthy. But it's just one of those things that I, which I'm sure I have mentioned before to you all, how it's just, it's really hard for me to do that when I think about the things that I want to cook. And, you know, we know that, you know, at some point I was vegan and then I started eating meat and dairy. And so it's just, it's just weird because I want to get back there, but then it's more convenient, you know? So it's just like figuring all that out and figuring out, okay, well, how do I want to eat and not feel bad for whatever it is I decide or, you know, choose. And then lastly, you know, Aisha, same with you. I want to strengthen my relationships with, you know, with my friends and people that I know, you know, care about me and I care about them. And so just really being more intentional with that. Because I mean, people may or may not think, I don't know, but I really enjoy spending time with people. Like I really enjoy that. Just don't. I really enjoy like that intentional interaction. Like I love people. And so, you know, just be more intentional with that. And we just going to go ahead to Tyra. We don't need, we don't need the extras. Y'all know I like people. Y'all know I like y'all.
I mean, yeah, that was only going to be the only thing I said was, you think people don't think you like being with them?
I feel like people think that I may not like being around people. Not necessarily, I'm not going to say being around people, but I think a lot of people think I'm an introvert. And I know that sometimes the way people view introverts, it's like, oh, well, you don't like, you're not, you know, outgoing, you don't like people. And I think people lump that up with like, okay, no, I just have to have energy to recharge.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm.
Well, I'm definitely a people person.
Sure.
I love that for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think y'all hit the nail on the head. Definitely relationship with self. I want to take the time this year to really tap back into who I was before I became a mom, but also like acknowledging that it definitely has changed my life. So some things I don't want to carry into 2023, or I accept those are old parts of me. And now that I am this transformed person, you know, what do I want to carry into like my new life, I guess. So I want to tap back into that because, you know, that first year, those first couple years, Aisha knows you are very selfless, and it, even when you don't want it to be just about the baby, it becomes that.
Yeah.
And I also, like you said, want to tap back into my friendships. Thankfully, I don't think my friendships really fell off. I think that my friends have been supportive, and I equally try to do my best to still be active with my friends, but I definitely want to be more social. I have a new schedule. So, you know, it gives me more opportunity to hang out with my friends. And I don't feel mom guilt now that Zay is getting a little bit older of like going out and having fun. So I definitely want to do that. I don't really know how to strengthen my love life because it's non-existent. And, you know, sometimes I'll be putting that on the table for a goal, and sometimes I'll be taking it off because
that's okay.
Some things you cannot control. Like, you can't control if you meet somebody or not. You can't, I don't know. I go back and forth about it. Like.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say that because I ain't got no relationships with no said men. So, there's nothing there for me to strengthen. However, I am strengthening myself, and hopefully he's somewhere strengthening himself so that when we get into the same space with one another, we can act like we got some sense together.
Yeah, because it's like, how do I can't strengthen something I don't have, but also, I guess, what as I'm working on myself, how do I open myself up to receive that? Because right, being single for so long and being extremely self-sufficient, like, and not even just like, oh, I can do things for myself, but like my life is perfectly fine without having a love life. So to actually have to like make intention to be romantic, you know, if the opportunity comes along, it's gonna require me to try. You know, and I don't know. I guess I want that in 2023. I don't know. That's why I'll be putting it on the table and taking it back off because I don't know. But yeah. I thought somebody had to bring it. Like, we couldn't just.
I know. We couldn't scoot around it. I didn't know what your last question was. So that's why I was like, I'll save it for next case, just in case. But I just had a reading with Paige of like at the beginning of the year, and she told me to be more open. She was like, because I know, she was like, I think it said something about basically me being closed off because I was in I forgot how it was phrased, but basically just not being with nobody, not dating anybody very intentionally and on purpose. And, but she just mentioned like, but don't be so closed off. So, cause I've been very much so like, oh, I ain't got nobody and I ain't looking and I ain't really worried about it, but I do want somebody cause I'm looking for my next baby daddy, but he got a fall from the sky.
Period. I feel that. I don't know about my next baby daddy, but you know, looking for, I want my husband to find me. So I need to open myself up to that. And yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, I think I'm not open up to it on purpose. However, it's like, I feel like last year, you know, some things happened, and I think it happened for me to realize like I was constantly chasing after something for the longest. Like there was really never no period since I can remember that I wasn't. And so it's like right now I don't have the energy to have to chase after something.
Yeah.
Even though I am preparing myself for, you know, that future person, because I do want that. It's something that I desire. But I just know that, okay, Jennifer, maybe you just need to relax. Just relax for right now. Because you weren't relaxing and look what happened. So I think it's a sign I just need to sit still for a little bit.
Not you wasn't relaxing. That's a real fun way to put that.
Yeah.
Also, I'm getting off subject just a little bit, but also the way that the dating pool is, I don't feel very motivated because I was just talking to somebody like, we would go out in our 20s and there would not be a time where we would not be getting numbers. We would not be, you know, meeting people at the club, having fun with them, maybe never seeing them again, but we had fun for that night. But it's just not like that anymore. So it's very hard for me to be motivated when we do go out and like that exchange energy is just not there. It's not happening. I don't know. It's really weird.
I have to send y'all, and I'm going to say this so that we can plug it on the episode, but dang, what's her name? I think her name is Glow, if my Instagram goes fast enough. I thought so. Glow Graphics. You go to @GlowGraphics on Instagram. She's like, she literally... I think she teaches people about design, but she has recently found who she is calling the love of her life and she had not been documenting or showing anything about it until they got to this point in their relationship. But she has been taking us on a journey on her Instagram page for about a week of showing like how she met him, and she met him on a date nap. But she also travels the world. So she met him in Europe. And so she was just talking about all this stuff. And I was just so intrigued by the story, because last year I started to say, I don't think my man here. And, you know, and I think that that even gave me more resolve to just be chill, because I'm like, either someone good is going to come to me, but I also feel like he ain't here for me to really even look for anyway. And so that's also why homegirl going to be on flights, because I feel like my man's somewhere else. But y'all have to go look at her story. She also has a highlight on her Instagram page called Love, and you can click through that. And she's just telling, it's a very beautiful story, but also some tips on how she navigated like her dating app profiles and talked about some certain profiles that apparently are for like elites and like athletes singing, but she didn't drop their names. And I'm like, girl, what's that app called?
Make sure you send us the link.
I'm like, what's that app called? And but I think some of them she mentioned you gotta pay, you gotta like really pay a lot to get into them, or like you gotta be approved. But them the apps I need, because the little raggedy dudes on these apps said at this location ain't gonna be it. I just want to drop that in there. That's been something really fun. I've looked forward to her post over the past weeks.
We love love.
And you know, I'm real into my man might not look like me. And I know everybody got different feelings about that. I didn't say I don't want him to, because that is very different. I would love to have a great black man. However, if someone else finds me and loves me just as well, he could be any color of the rainbow and from any background for all I care, as long as he has everything that I need.
I can see that for you. I can. I really can.
Because that man is white.
White.
He a white European man. Anglo-Saxon. He barely speak English. And she is black. Okay?
This sounds like scratch.
Basically. And that's what probably got me thinking that my man wasn't here. I'm like, I gotta go. That's why I'm going to Italy. He gotta be there. I'm be on the lookout. If I don't come back, y'all know where I'm at.
Let me learn some Italian real quick. I don't know how to say it's chow. Come.
Y'all can come with me.
Yeah. The last thing I want to ask is, what's one thing you are releasing this year? And for me, it's this pregnancy weight. It's still on me, and it's got to come off. I want to fit my clothes. Like you said, I'm going to the beach, so I need to look good. Like, I didn't gain that many pounds. It was just 20, thankfully. But I want it off for me. I never lost it. The pounds that I lost was about the 6 pounds that she weighed when she was born. So I'm ready for this to go. You know, I'm trying to transform my life. I've never intentionally tried to lose weight. And I really want to try. Like, yeah. I really want to give it my all.
You got it. You got that.
That's hard. For me, I think overall it's more of a mindset that I want to release, and that mindset would be to thinking that a certain life is unattainable for myself, and so just releasing that thought.
Okay, you can attain it all. I think probably because it was just so prominent last year, I just want to release like all of the stress and anxiety that has come with just a lot of my health situations over the past year that just carries so much mental weight. Just a lot of mental space and weight and energy that I've had to put into that over the last year. And so I'm just really hoping that I am at the end of some of those journeys, just so that I can feel better and I can navigate life better, and just be, so I can thrive more.
Well, any last thoughts? I know this episode is a little bit longer than a mini, but we also haven't given y'all one in a while, so you're welcome. I hope 2023 is flourishing for all of us. I hope we are in our soft girl, soft boy seasons. And, you know, I told somebody I really don't want to accomplish anything this year. I did a lot last year, and I just want to relax. I want to relax and enjoy.
Yeah.
Jenny, do you have a she-spiration?
I do. So, for our mini... actually inspiration, and just with the theme of it, you know, being the new year, is let the no's you may receive this year be a sign to pivot and not stop.
I like that. I was looking for a finger snap effect. I knew I was gonna need it.
I'm at definitely get familiar with all of our effects. So drop them in there. Well, what a great mini episode. Full of gems always. Thank y'all for listening with us. You can hear our podcast on Spotify, SoundCloud, Podcast Addict, and Apple Podcasts. And you can always interact with our posts. Please do in our tweets. We are on Instagram and Twitter at @shenanigans_pod. Let us know what you thought about the episode. Let us know what you're releasing in 2023. What you plan to do in 2023. We're going to see y'all at the beach or in Italy. And if you ever have anything you want us to discuss, always, you know, send us a message and let us know. We love topic suggestions from our listeners. And we will catch y'all with a full episode in 2 weeks. Bye. Bye.